Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something pretty incredible?
I am.
We're talking AI agents today.
Oh, yeah, those things you've probably seen all over the news.
They're getting a lot of buzz, and for good reason.
They're set to completely change the way we live and work online.
We're going to be looking at an article from this month called AI's Next Leap, Unlocking Your Digital Life.
From techtrendwatch.io.
Right. We'll cover how AI agents are already changing things and what we might expect on the road.
Well, it's really fascinating how AI agents are changing the way we think about technology.
How so?
I mean, it's not just about using apps anymore. It's about having like a partner in our digital lives, almost like a second brain to help us navigate everything online.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So before we get too far ahead, let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What exactly are AI agents?
Sure.
And what makes them different from the apps and programs we're all used to?
At their core, AI agents are software programs, but they can learn and think almost like a human. Yeah, they can figure out what you need, make decisions, and perform tasks all while adapting to you. Your unique preferences. Take ChatGPT, for instance, from OpenAI.
Right. It's not just like a regular chatbot giving those generic responses.
Okay.
It can actually carry on a real conversation, understand the context, even generate different creative text formats.
Like what?
Like poems, code, scripts, even music.
Wow.
Emails, letters, you name it.
It's almost like having a digital brainstorming partner.
Exactly.
One that never gets tired.
That's the beauty of it.
So we know AI agents can think, learn, and create.
Uh-huh.
But how are they actually impacting our digital lives today?
Well, imagine you're totally drowning in emails, deadlines are approaching.
Yeah.
Your calendar is a complete mess. An AI agent can be your personal assistant.
Okay.
It can sort through your inbox, prioritize your tasks, even schedule your meetings.
So it's like having a super efficient secretary.
Exactly.
Working behind the scenes.
Tiresome.
Freeing up your time and energy. You got it.
That sounds amazing, especially if you feel overwhelmed by all the digital stuff we have to deal with every day.
Right. It takes a lot off your plate.
But can AI agents do anything fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Like what?
Say you're trying to figure out what to watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of spending hours browsing Netflix, Hulu, all that.
Yeah.
Your AI agent, knowing what you like, could put together a list of movies or shows that you'd actually want to watch.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Or think about shopping online.
Okay.
An AI agent could be like your personal shopper. Finding the best deals, recommending stuff you might like, even making sure your purchases align with your, you know, ethical values.
Wow.
Whatever those might be.
It's like having a personal concierge.
Exactly.
For your entire digital life.
For every aspect.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So AI agents can take care of those tedious tasks and make our downtime a little more fun.
Yeah.
But what other cool things can they do?
Well, communication is another big one.
Okay.
Imagine needing to write a professional email, but you just can't seem to find the right words.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
An AI agent could help you write that email.
Really?
Make sure it's clear, concise, and the tone is right.
Okay.
And it doesn't stop there. They can help with social media posts, blog articles, even creative content.
So no more writer's block.
Exactly.
It's like having a personal editor and a writing coach all in one.
You got it.
That's incredible.
And they're always learning.
Hmm.
The more you use them, the better they understand your communication style.
Oh, interesting.
What you like and don't like.
The article also mentioned how AI agents can be used in education.
Yes.
And for personal growth.
That's a huge area of potential.
I'd love to hear more about that.
So imagine a world where learning is tailored to your needs.
Okay. Yeah.
An AI tutor could look at how you learn and adjust the difficulty as you go.
Huh.
You're always challenged, but not overwhelmed.
I see.
Or think about language learning apps that adapt to your progress.
Okay.
Focus on where you need help and change the pace based on how well you're understanding.
So it's like a personalized learning experience.
Exactly. It grows along with you.
Wow. We've talked about how AI agents can streamline our lives.
Right.
Make things more enjoyable, enhance communication,
mm-hmm.
and even personalized learning.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
But where do we go from here? What's the future of AI in our digital lives?
Well, the possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
Yeah, how so?
AI is advancing incredibly fast, so AI agents are just going to get more sophisticated, more integrated
More integrated.
into everything we do online.
Are you saying we're on the edge of something huge here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Something that will totally change how we experience the digital world.
The article used the phrase ubiquitous AI. What does that even mean?
It's the perfect term. Think about it. AI agents everywhere, embedded in everything online.
Okay.
They become like the middleman for all our digital interactions, from browsing websites to managing money, even filtering the information we see.
So it's like AI is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a little scary to think about,
It can be. It's a big shift.
but also really exciting.
It is. There's so much potential there.
Okay, so maybe before we get too carried away with all this potential,
Sure.
could you give us some specific examples
Of course.
of how these AI agents might actually evolve in the next few years?
One of the most exciting areas is how personal assistants will change.
Okay.
They'll go way beyond scheduling and reminders.
Your name be.
They'll be more like strategic partners,
Okay.
offering insights, managing projects, even helping us make complex
So
decisions.
more like trusted advisors than
Exactly.
just a digital to-do list.
Right. So much
But
more.
what would that look like in real life?
Imagine an AI agent that knows your long-term goals and helps you break them down into steps.
Okay.
It can analyze data, see trends, and even predict problems. And then it offers advice tailored to your situation.
It's like having a personal coach and a
Yeah.
strategist right there in your pocket.
Exactly. Guiding you towards success.
But what about jobs?
That's the big question, right?
Are AI agents going to replace humans?
Well, it's true that AI agents can automate certain tasks,
Yeah.
and some jobs might be lost. But they'll also create new opportunities
Yeah.
and change what skills are in demand.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not at all. It's about adapting.
Adapting.
Jobs that need creativity, problem-solving, and human interaction, those will become even more important
I see.
in an AI-driven world.
So instead of being afraid of AI taking our jobs,
Right.
we should focus on developing the skills that'll help us thrive
Exactly.
alongside these technologies.
The key is lifelong learning
Lifelong learning.
and adapting to how the workplace changes.
This has been a really great overview of AI agents
Thanks.
and what they could mean for our lives.
I think we've only just scratched the surface.
We've covered a lot.
There's so much more to discuss.
From their basic capabilities to their potential to change, well, everything.
It really is amazing.
I have a feeling this is just the beginning.
Oh, it definitely
There's
is.
so much more to explore.
Yeah.
So before the break, we were talking about ubiquitous AI,
Yeah, AI agents everywhere.
like an extension of ourselves.
Right.
But what would that look like?
I mean, really, in our daily lives?
Right.
Well, instead of spending hours searching for information online,
Yeah.
imagine just asking your AI agent a question
Okay.
and getting the perfect answer.
Like tailored to you.
Exactly, pulling from all the best sources.
So no more sifting through endless search results. It's
Exactly.
like a personal research
It
assistant
sifts through all the clutter.
and give you just what you need.
Exactly.
How about something like online shopping?
Ooh.
How would AI change that?
Okay. Let's say you need new shoes.
Okay.
Instead of going to a bunch of different websites, filtering through all the options,
Yeah.
you could just tell your AI agent what you want, the
Like,
style, the size, even if you want like an ethical brand,
right.
and it would find you the perfect shoes.
Wow, that would make things so much easier.
It would. No more scrolling for hours.
And no more buyer's remorse.
Exactly.
Speaking of decisions, how about the workplace?
Okay.
We touched on it earlier, but how could AI agents really transform how we work?
One of the biggest impacts I think will be on collaboration and productivity.
Okay.
Imagine a team working on a big project. Their AI agents could share information,
Okay.
schedule meetings, even predict problems.
So everyone stays on track,
Everyone's on the same page.
streamlining everything.
It would make things so much more efficient.
So less time wasted on emails and
Exactly.
more time for creative work.
That's the goal.
But it's not just about efficiency, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, AI agents could actually help us be more creative.
Right? Oh,
So.
absolutely. Think of an architect designing a new building.
Right.
Their AI agent could analyze all kinds of different designs,
Yeah.
things like sustainability, cost, even the environmental impact. This frees up the architect to focus on the artistic vision,
Oh, I see.
the human elements of the design.
So it's like a brainstorming partner.
It is.
But with superpowers.
Helping you explore every angle.
Giving you insights you might never have thought of.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is.
But we've been talking a lot about work.
Right.
What about our personal lives?
Wow.
How could AI agents change things like healthcare, education?
Yes.
Even how we connect with each other?
The potential is huge. Take healthcare, for instance.
What?
An AI agent could track your health data, remind you to take your meds.
Mm-hmm.
It could even spot early signs of problems.
Wow.
Then it could connect you with the right doctor. Or suggest ways to improve your lifestyle.
So it's like having a 247 health advocate looking out for you.
Especially as we get older.
Right.
Or have to manage chronic conditions.
What about education? How could AI agents make learning more engaging?
Well, think about a student who's struggling with math.
Okay.
Their AI agent could give them personalized tutoring.
Hmm.
Break down tough concepts, give them practice exercises.
Also like a personal tutor.
Yeah.
Available all the time.
Exactly.
And it knows exactly how to explain things to
them. That's the idea.
That's amazing.
It could really revolutionize how we learn.
Absolutely.
But let's not forget about the social side of things.
Okay.
How we connect with people.
Right.
Imagine you're planning a trip with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Your AI agent could coordinate everyone's schedules.
Okay.
Suggest places to go based on what you all like.
Yeah.
Even book flights and hotels.
So it handles all the logistics?
Yeah, you can just focus on having fun.
So it's like a travel agent and a social coordinator.
It is.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But could AI agents go even further?
Sure. How?
Could they help us actually make new friends?
Oh, yeah.
Build relationships.
Imagine an AI that looks at your social media.
Okay.
Sees what you're into, what your values are,
mm-hmm.
and then suggests events or online groups.
Oh, where you might meet like-minded people.
Yeah. It could even introduce you and help break the ice.
That would be great for people who are new to a city.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little shy.
Right. We're just wanting to meet new people.
So AI agents could help us at work,
mm-hmm.
improve our health, transform education.
It's true.
Even help us build relationships.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The potential seems limitless.
There's so much we could do.
But with all this power,
yeah,
comes a lot of responsibility, right?
Of course.
We need to think about the potential downsides, too.
It's crucial.
That's a whole other topic.
It is.
One that deserves its own deep dive.
Definitely.
And that's exactly what we'll be doing next.
Okay, good.
We spent this whole deep dive talking about the potential for AI agents to really transform our digital lives.
I know, right? Everything from shopping to work to even making friends.
Yeah. It's clear they're becoming, well, kind of a big deal online.
They really are.
But we need to talk about the other side of this, too.
What do you mean?
The potential downsides.
Yeah.
The challenges.
Right. Of course, every new technology has its challenges.
Exactly. So what are some of the big ones we need to be aware of as these AI agents become, well, even smarter?
More integrated into our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, one of the biggest is data security.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
AI agents need a ton of data to work.
Right.
And that means we have to be super careful about protecting our personal information.
It's a lot of trust we're putting in these AI agents.
Yeah.
What else? What other challenges should we be thinking about?
Unintended consequences.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
AI agents are trained on data.
Right.
And that data can reflect, you know, biases. Social inequalities.
Right, the biases that already exist in society.
Yeah, and if we're not careful, AI can actually amplify those biases.
Leading to unfair outcomes.
Exactly. Discrimination.
So it's not enough to just make powerful AI.
Yeah.
We have to make sure it's fair too.
Ethical.
Right. It sounds like the companies and developers creating these AI agents have a huge responsibility here.
They absolutely do. They need to be building AI systems that are transparent, accountable, you know, aligned with our values as a society.
Yeah, for sure. But it's not just on them, right?
Oh, you're right.
I mean, we as users have a role to play too.
You do.
We need to demand ethical practices.
Be part of the conversation.
Hold developers accountable for what they create.
It's a collective effort.
It is.
We all need to work together.
To make sure AI benefits everyone.
Right, not just a select few.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
It has.
We've explored the amazing potential of AI agents.
So much potential.
But we've also talked about the importance of caution, of making sure we develop these technologies ethically.
It's a balancing act.
It is. So as we head into this new world of AI, let's remember that the choices we make today,
yeah,
they're the ones that are going to shape the future.
They will.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
And had some fun along the way.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep shaping the future you want to see.